and welcome back to the Car Wale Podcast. To celebrate Women's Day this month, we've got special guests coming in to talk about their passion on wheels. And this is one of those such episodes. Without further ado, Sonam, could you please tell our audience about the guest of honor today?
Sure, Aditya. So, aaj hamare saath hai Natasha Puri, jo All India F4 Talent Hunt 2019 mein jo hua tha Aditya, unki winner reh chuki hai. इसके अलावा नताशा टॉप 20 फोक्स वैगन 2020 और 22 जो इवेंट है उसके लिए शॉर्टलिस्ट भी हुई है. और इसके अलावा हम नताशा के बारे में उनके ही मुंह से जानेंगे. सो नताशा, आपका कार वाले पॉडकास्ट में बहुत बहुत स्वागत है.
हाय गाइस, थैंक यू सो मच फॉर हैविंग मी ऑन योर पॉडकास्ट.
सो नताशा, क्या आप अपने बारे में कुछ हमारे लिसनर्स को बता सकती हैं, अपार्ट फ्रॉम व्हाट आई सेड?
I think that is the most difficult question anyone has to answer. But a little about myself. I'm 28. I'm from Pune in Maharashtra. And my love for cars actually started as a kid. My dad used to go out for work during the week, and like he'd come back home with these tiny Hot Wheels cars. So as a child, like I was really young. So as a child, that's like my one memory of where the love for cars started. And every time one trip would happen, I'd be like, where's the car? So one car would come and my collection would grow. And unfortunately, don't know where all of those Hot Wheels are. I'm sure they'd be worth a lot of money now. I think that's where it all started in terms of me actually acknowledging the existence of cars in my life. But so from then on, I was definitely like more into cars. Not that I wasn't into dolls, but also into cars. And I only got a chance to explore that when I turned 16 and I actually learned how to drive, and I felt super empowered somehow, because I felt like, you know, very independent and I can go places on my own. I don't need like someone to drive me there, as I have been all my life as a kid. You know, you're like, Mama, I want to go here to the mall, can you take me? And they're like, no, I have to do this and that and you can't go right now. So it's really nice. Like it was that moment, I think, where I felt like, you know, I'm independent, I can actually use this machine and go places on my own. I think that was like a landmark moment in my life. So yeah.
So Natasha, आपने बताया कि आपने 16 की उम्र में driving सीखी थी. तो first car आपने कौन सी चलाई?
Oh God.
You can tell us.
I can. It
you
was.
Remember?
I think it was an Indica without any power steering. It was like the toughest thing I had to do was turn that steering wheel. Like my arms just, they were really, really, really painful. But my dad's uncle, who actually taught my dad how to drive, was the person who taught me in Ahmednagar. And he took me to this field, like an empty playground. And he's like, okay, now you're going to drive in circles. Now you're going to do reverse eighths. You're going to do forward eighths. And that's how I actually learned how, like, judgment, how to reverse properly and, you know, turn properly, or like whether you're going to actually hit something or not. That's where I learned that. And then I felt like, I mean, according to me, I did really well.
<That's good.
laughs> So yeah, it was a very successful, he was a very successful teacher. I think he taught most of like my dad and his sister and most of our family, basically his kids as well. And I'm sure he's taught his granddaughters as well, who are now 18 and learning about cars and driving themselves around, and they're at that stage where I was 10 years ago, which is really nice to see.
So Natasha, from Indica to Formula car, how did this go and kya inspiration tha aapko Formula mein, kaise aapne socha ki participate karna hai, F4 ke liye compete karna hai?
I, like I said, once I learned how to drive, I just felt like, you know, this is, it felt like I was like a duck to water. Like it just felt like it was an extension of me. So I felt really comfortable driving myself around. And even like I remember the first day of college, I think I'd just got my driving license after, like when I turned 18. And I had this Baleno, which my dad had got for me, a secondhand car. He's like, I don't want you to risk driving my cars, I'll get you this car. So Yeah, so I just decided on, like, I think the second or third day of college, I was like, I don't want to be dropped to college anymore because I have to, like, do things according to other people. So I'm just going to take this car and go to college. And that was the first time I drove alone in a car. And I stalled it a few times. I did a whole bunch of, like, going down the wrong road, bad, like, one way, have to reverse out of a really crowded one way, all bikes around me, people are yelling. It was a great experience because it taught me to stay calm in a very stressful situation. And when you're stuck in Pune city, in the narrow roads of Pune city, you realize that you really need to stay calm because people are gonna get really worked up around you if you block the road, but you have to, like, just do your thing and stay calm and focused on what you're doing and get yourself out of that mess. And I think that one experience was quite interesting for me because it really showed me that you have to focus and, like, wipe out all the other noises for you to get out of a situation like that. So, I mean, it was a learning experience for me. So from that day on, like, after that one, that first day of all this commotion happening, I was just at ease with the car, was doing my own thing and driving myself to college and then just basically exploring my skill with that car in as much capacity as I could on a public road, which was very limited, but yeah. And thereafter just learned and realized that I really loved driving. So that was the main goal of getting into racing. The minute I heard that there was scope to actually race and drive a car fast on a track with skill and learn about all of that, that's when I realized that I want to try it. Like, I wouldn't forgive myself if I didn't try it. So, yeah, that was it.
So, bataiye ki kisne aapko introduce karwaya F4 ke bare mein ya aapko kahan se pata chala is race ke bare mein, is competition ke bare mein?
So, honestly, I learned about it from Instagram, of course. I just saw this ad for Women's Talent Hunt for racing and I was like, I have to go for this because if I don't go, I'll just feel bad that I never tried, you know? Like, I know that I can drive well. I may not be, like, racer level well, but I can drive well and there's no harm giving it a shot. Yeah. And, I mean, I did feel in a way that I drove, like, slightly better than most people on the road, just slightly. But I was like, I need to explore this. I need to probably, if I have the skill, I need to realize it and hone that skill. And the only way I'm going to realize whether I can do it or not is if I give it a shot, right? So it took me about a year to convince my parents ki ha thoda, like, jaane do karne ko, you know? Like, they were really worried, despite the fact that my dad is quite the car lover and he used to take me go-karting as a kid and everything. But despite all of that, they were like, you know, worried, it's dangerous, it's this, it's that. So it took me a year to convince them that, you know, this is something that I really want to try and it's possible that it could be something for me. So eventually managed to convince them after, like, almost emotionally blackmailing them. And then I went to try out and it turned out, at least the tryout was really good for me. It turned out really well.
Natasha, what all forms of racing have you participated in till date? And what do you aspire to join or try in the future or a few years down the line?
So far, I have only participated in track racing. I haven't done any rallies or anything like that, or autocross. It's been mostly track, and it's primarily been the Formula 4 cars and karting. That's as far as it goes. And when it comes to the Volkswagen shortlist that I got through, that was for the Polo Cup, but again, the tryout was held in karts. So I haven't really had that experience of driving an actual car on the track yet, other than during the Mercedes Lux Drive, which was small obstacle courses and stuff. But I'm hoping to once in my life at least drive on a NASCAR track, because those are just fabulous. I mean, they have a gradient, they're going fast, you're doing turns at, like, high speed, although it's just in one direction and in one circle or, like, oval or elliptical track, but it's still, it looks like a fabulous experience. And there have been so many movies that you know you need to be there. Yeah, you need to, like, experience it once for sure. And I think another thing would definitely to experience driving an F1 car at some point in my life, even, like, most likely as a joyride.
Sonam, did you know that Natasha was also a Mercedes expert driver for the Lux Drive event series?
I just got to know. She told her.
And I was lucky enough to witness those amazing skills in the pre-pandemic era myself.
Wow, that's great.
That was a fun experience, huh?
Yeah, so since we're on that topic, Natasha, can you tell us how did you land that dream job?
Oh, that was, I think, a really, like, you know, that opportunity kind of just fell in my lap, which is the cliched way of saying, you know, it just came to me. But I was really grateful for that opportunity because it really catapulted me into a different zone of how a race car driver, like, you know, you can, there are so many other aspects you can experience and take part in other than just racing Formula 4 or like on the track. So this Lux Drive experience was especially interesting and memorable because you are taking people who are coming to look at cars and customers basically for Mercedes and taking them on this little joyride obstacle course and giving them a little, I wouldn't say scare, but definitely something to remember. And an adrenaline shot. That's what I would call it, an adrenaline shot. And I think most people or almost all people really enjoyed that whole experience. And I enjoyed it because watching their expressions and their reactions after the whole thing was over was really like heartwarming for me.
That's interesting. So Natasha, as you know, कि कहा जाता है लड़कियाँ मतलब एक ही stereotype है खासकर इंडिया में कि लड़कियाँ अच्छा ड्राइव नहीं करती. रोड पे आप जब पास करते हो, इफ़ यू आर ड्राइविंग, तो आपको देख के एक अजीब सी स्माइल. यू सेड कि जब मैं अटक गई थी स्टार्टिंग में, यू आर लर्निंग ड्राइविंग, तो वो कोई भी अटक सकता था. एक लड़का भी अटक सकता है, एक लड़की भी अटक सकती है. बट जिस तरीके से रिस्पॉन्स आते हैं, जो एक आँखों में आपको वो दिखाई देता है, अनसेड यू नो थिंग्स. So, especially ऐसे माहौल में, how did you come up with this कि नहीं मुझे racing करनी है, ये जो basic driving है that is fine, but racing करनी है, और क्या obstacles आपको उस field में face करने पड़े?
Actually, this whole thing where people look at you like you're a woman driver, so you're really not good on the road, I still feel like I still get that from a lot of people.
Because they don't know you.
Exactly, they don't know what I'm capable of or what any other woman is capable of behind the wheel. But I think the reason I went into it, because while I was driving, I looked around and I was like, it's a stereotype, first of all, that all women can't drive. But in our country, I feel like a lot of people can't drive. It's not just the women. And sometimes, like, you're in the right, but you can't, like, you know, the other person can't see it. Like, whatever, whenever some incident happens on the road. But anyway, that's besides the point. The reason I decided to get into racing was actually to break that stereotype that women can't do anything with cars or mechanical things. I mean, there are so many women engineers out there who can achieve so and have achieved so much, but they've not got as much recognition as they should have because there are men who are doing the same thing. So I think that was one reason why I really wanted to do this, because I was like, people need to know that it's not the gender that matters when it comes to racing or any other skill-based sport or hobby or whatever. It's not necessary that you have to be a particular gender to excel at it. It's all about your skill and your mental capabilities and how well you take to it. Yeah, your hard work, your physical fitness, everything matters. So it has nothing to do with gender at the end of the day. And especially in our country where there's always this whole perspective that women are the weaker sex or that they can't do things as well as men. I think that is something that every woman in our country is constantly trying to shatter, even if they're not aware of it. Like, they are constantly fighting that battle. It could be their inner battle to tell themselves that they are worthy, or an external battle to actually prove to the world and to the other people present in our country that they are capable of doing things that are not expected of them.
So Natasha, ये बात तो हो गई society की. इसके अलावा आपके race में participate करने के लिए कोई और hurdle आपने face किया हो जिसके बारे में आप हमें बताना चाहेंगी?
Hurdles to come all the time. But in my experience, I would feel like I would think that it's more about the training. Like, I think it's not as accessible as it should be to most people, in the sense that obviously it's expensive, first of all, for a layperson to pay for. And it was expensive for me. The reason I actually managed to participate in the JK Tyres National Racing Championship was because I was told that I won a full sponsorship for the season. Without that, I would not have participated because the entry fee was in lakhs. So I told myself that if I don't win this talent hunt, I'm not going. Like, if I don't come first, I'm not going for it because I can't even afford to pay 50% of it. At least at that stage, I was just starting out as a lawyer and trying to make my way in the world. So that was my decision. Like, if I don't come first, I can't go for this. So I think that's also one thing that motivated me to, like, try my hardest to win that talent hunt. And I think I got through, like, by a hair's breadth. Like, I came first by about, I don't know, some point few, milliseconds or something. Maybe 1 second difference from the other, from the person who came second. Yeah, I think that's, like, the money aspect is, I would say, the biggest hurdle for anyone participating in any kind of motorsports. But at the same time, once you overcome that hurdle, it's all about how well you are trained and how devoted the people who are training you are also to it. You know, like, it's one thing that you are devoted to a certain thing and you're putting in your 100% and your physical fitness is on point and everything. But at the same time, you need to have a coach and a trainer who knows their stuff and who's willing to actually devote their time and energy to you and actually stand there and watch you take those many laps and point out all the places that you're doing something wrong or you're losing speed or you're taking a turn incorrectly. I think that is a really important aspect of this whole sport. You need to have someone there to train you, at least for people who are starting out. As you grow in the sport, you tend to realize where you're going wrong yourself. But at the same time, it's always good to have someone like a mentor to, like, help you along. So, yeah, I think that's, to find someone like that, it's rare because there are very few people who are willing to actually teach a person how to do something and devote that time and energy to them. And then there are very few people who actually want to get into it and train people. Like, I know that there's Rayaman Banaji from the Vadala Ajmera Indy Karting Race, like, go-karting track, and he has a bunch of kids that he teaches, and he's doing a really good job at it, training young people to race. And I think that's very rare. Like, very few people are doing that.
So Natasha, I'm sure a few of our listeners after hearing this podcast would be interested in taking up racing as a career. So for those such people who are interested, how does one start off if you want to take up racing as a career? Are there any particular courses, and what are the kind of commitments involved from a person?
My advice would be to start out young, which is, like, you know, if you're 7 and 8 years old and you're interested, is go for it. Go to a go-karting track and just keep doing laps and learning about how to drive, basically. Older people, of course, will start the same way, but I feel like when you're a kid, you tend to grasp so much more in terms of your own body, your skills, and you can hone those skills. You can actually learn where you're going wrong so much quicker somehow. But yeah, I think the first step would be to kart. And that's what I was also told. The first step to learning your racing line and to learn how to basically drive on a track is to kart. And you kart and kart and kart. And all the professional F1 racers still kart. Like, that's their go-to when the season's off, that they're karting and they're practicing. So I think that's where you would start. And monetarily, it's obviously much more accessible. Yeah, much more accessible, even for kids. Mm. It's relatively safe. There's no, like, excessive danger involved, unless you're racing with professionals. But yeah, I think that's where you would start. There are definitely a lot of courses if you want to learn. For F4, they have training weekends where you can actually pay a team to train you for like maybe 2 days, like on a weekend, and they'll devote a few hours to telling you about the car and how to drive on the track. But I think the first step would always be karting, to get a feel of what it's like to be in a single seater at that level, low down near the road, and making those turns seem very simple, but it's quite technical and quite hard.
So आप लोगों ने सही सुना है, नताशा ने बिल्कुल एडवाइस नहीं दिया कि आपको ऑन रोड ये सब प्रैक्टिस करने की जरूरत है.
नहीं नहीं, मत करो ऑन रोड प्लीज.
सो नताशा, कोई पर्सनैलिटी जिसको आप मतलब मोटर स्पोर्ट पर्सनैलिटी जिसके हैं या जिसे आप बहुत फॉलो करते हैं?
Honestly, I don't have a favorite. Like, I don't have that role model. For me, it's more like everyone has their own special skill, right? Even in all the F1 racers, like some of them are good at defending their position, some of them are good at like just going from 26th position to number one, like we all know Hamilton does. And then there's Max Verstappen, who is, I think, very aggressive on the track, but at the same time, he has the skill, I feel, to be aggressive. So everyone has their different qualities. I don't have a specific person that I like admire or look up to. I think everyone can learn a lot from all people who are part of this whole sphere of motorsports, and everyone brings different skills to the table. Some of them are good at, like, I think all of them are good at driving fast, but so that's not right. But I think everyone brings different skills, and you just have to observe all their races and take what you learn from each of them.
Natasha, that would also mean that there are a lack of women or lady racers at the moment, at least in India. What do you think would make this process easier or motivate women further to try out this field? A word of advice that you would give to the ladies that want to pursue this in the near future?
Compared to the number of men who are in this sphere, yes, there might be fewer women, but I don't think there's a lack of women in motorsports in India. Like, it's a small number for sure, but there are a lot of them, and a lot of them are really, really good. And I feel like it's more about making people more aware that this sport exists right now in our country. I think it's slowly growing. People are becoming more aware, but there are so many different types of motorsports that exist. I mean, there's bikes, there's different like categories of bikes and cars that you can race in. There's different types of racing, like rallies and track and autocross, and it's like there's numerous avenues, but people aren't that aware of them. And I think that's where you should start. Like, the minute you tell people that, you know, this is what is available, they're gonna try. They're gonna think like, oh, this looks exciting. Maybe I'm good at it. I'm gonna try. The same way I got into it. I didn't even know that this existed for women at all in our country till I saw that ad for the talent hunt. Like, I wasn't even aware. So the minute I was aware, is like, I have to try, you know? So I feel like that's where you need to start. I think women need to know that they are wanted in that sphere, and that it's available to them. The minute it's accessible, I think that's where it's gonna change people's perspectives.
According to you, where do women stand in terms of racing when it comes to the local as well as the global scales? And what do you think should be done in order to improve these numbers?
Like I said, I mean, making sure that these facilities or opportunities are available and that people are aware of them is primarily what should be done. And like I said, training is the most important. So once you have a good mentor who has that faith in you and can see that talent in you, you are automatically like 50% of your battle is won, because you have someone there to tell you, yeah, when you're low and when you think that you're not capable, there's someone there to say like, look, I see this in you. So you are capable. So just get on with it, you know? And then your own sense of confidence and self-worth grows. And then you tend to try to push yourself a lot more in a car than you would ideally without that. And I think that's important, especially for women in this sport, because for the longest time, it's always like the guy drives you around, right? or like the bus drivers are men, like truck drivers are men. Every driver you see is a man for the most part. I mean, of course, now of late, there are lots of women on the road, which I really appreciate. And yeah, it has changed a lot. But I think when it comes to motorsports and it being such a technical and risky sport, women are still like unsure, right? They're still unsure of whether they are capable, but they just need to be reminded that they're capable and shown that, you know, you can hone the skills you already have to be better at it.
I think it's high time ki hum ladkiyon ko doll ke saath car bhi dena shuru kare.
Dono dena chahiye, yes. Choose karna padta.
They have an option.
Exactly, you get an option. That's
the freedom to choose what
you
want.
Yeah, that's exactly what I just said. Like, you need to tell people that this is available for them to be able to say, like, yeah, I want to try this. So
Natasha, isi ke saath hamara ye interview yahi khatam hota hai, but hamare paas aapke liye 5 sawal hain jinke jawab aapko quickly dene hain.
Good God.
So it's kind of rapid fire.
Oh my God, the worst kind. I feel like a rabbit in the headlights, like, oh my God.
It will be all related to cars. So Natasha, most adventurous or beautiful terrain jahan par aapne abhi tak gaadi chalai ho ya nahi chalai hai, to aapka dream location ho koi?
Well, actually, I think nahi chalaya hai because I definitely would want to drive to Leh Ladakh. And the second place, I think, would be some Scandinavian country where there's a lot of snow and ice. Like,
so my second question is, number of cars you have in your garage?
Zero. I have zero cars. My dad, on the other hand, has a bunch, but I don't. At the moment, I'm driving a very small second-hand car, but hopefully that'll change soon.
Hopefully. We wish you all the best for that.
Thank you. I need it.
So, any dream car you have, Natasha? As you said, I have zero cars. So
yeah, I have a bunch of dream cars, obviously, to fill in that gap. I love old cars, vintage cars, and old muscle cars. So, my first go-to would be a Dodge Viper. And thereafter, I would love a really, really, really fast car. So I would say a Nissan GT-R for sure.
Nice.
It's an expensive endeavor. I don't know when that will happen. The garage needs to be filled.
Your favorite motorsport personality?
Like I said, they all bring different skills to the table. And it's just interesting watching them all together in tandem, bringing out those various skills. So I wouldn't say I have a specific person in mind. It's more about watching people and their skills.
So with this, ladies and gentlemen, we come to the end of another episode of the Car Wale podcast. We'll be back with another episode later this month. Stay tuned and thank you, Natasha, so much.
Thank you so much for having me. This was a lovely experience.
Listener, अगर आपके पास कोई और सवाल हो तो आप हमें podcast@carwale.com पर लिख भेज सकते हैं. आप अपने फीडबैक भी हमारे साथ शेयर कर सकते हैं. इसके अलावा आप हमारे इंस्टा हैंडल और सोशल मीडिया प्लेटफॉर्म्स को सब्सक्राइब करना, फॉलो करना ना भूलें. आप हमारी वेबसाइट carwale.com पर जाकर लेटेस्ट खबरें पढ़ सकते हैं, रिव्यूज़ पढ़ सकते हैं और हिंदी खबरों को पढ़ने के लिए आप हमारी हिंदी साइट पर भी जा सकते हैं. शुक्रिया.
वेट, आई जस्ट वांट टू से इट वाज अ प्लेजर बीइंग इंटरव्यूड बाय अ फीमेल इंटरव्यूअर और अ वुमन. लेट्स जस्ट लीव इट एट दैट. इट वाज अ प्लेजर बीइंग इंटरव्यूड बाय अ वुमन फॉर अ चेंज. एंड it's not very often that you come across women who are interested in cars, like we've discussed in this entire podcast. Maybe because they're not aware of it or they don't have that exposure. But yeah, thank you for that.
I think that's why we did this special episode for Women's Day, taki logon ko pata chale ki mahilaen bhi is industry mein hain.